The Good Neighbor Network. FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro. FM 100.5 Smyrna. And online at WGNSradio.com. This is the WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Bart Walker.
Hey, good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. This morning, we're talking about law and order here in the heart of Tennessee, Murfreesboro. And friends from the Murfreesboro Police Department are with us this morning. First of all, the Murfreesboro Police Chief, Michael Bowen. Michael, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bart.
Good to have you with us today.
Thank you.
And lots happening with the Murfreesboro Police Department. How is it coming with your equipment that you're putting up to help determine crimes and things of that sort?
Oh, real good. It seems like it's a lengthy process getting these projects up and running, but we're starting to see the results of it. I know for the first phase of the project, a lot of the LPR systems have been installed, and then we've installed a lot of the public safety camera systems as well. We've purchased the gunshot detection equipment, and right now we're getting kind of the plans laid out where those devices are going to be installed, and hopefully those will be up and running before summer. So a lot of work going on, and there's a second phase of that project that will be coming in, and that's based on the violent crime grant through the state of Tennessee, but definitely making progress.
Now, what is that whole system called?
We call it the real-time crime center.
The real-time crime center, okay.
And all that means is that we get information. It's pretty immediate. The information is all fed into one location to where we can access it in real time, so to speak.
So that one office that's physically in the Murfreesboro Police Department is connected through electronics to different places around town.
So all of our equipment that's installed, right? Yeah, we'll have a mechanism in place to where all that can be fed into one location, and we'll have a device that will let us connect all those technologies and just access it. Our staff can access it pretty readily. So
if you get a phone call saying, I'm hearing some shots that are being fired and I live at such and such address, you can go to your real-time crime center, and it is picking up the sounds of different parts of the community.
Yeah, yeah.
And it can tell if it's a gunshot or fireworks.
So a lot of that will preempt phone calls. So basically a lot of times the system will detect it before you probably even receive
a phone.
You'll
know it first.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So we've had some cases of shootings where people wait a day or two to call. People notice vehicles getting hit hours later, things like that, and there's just a reluctance to call. And I know that just considering your personal situation, that may be something that you wouldn't want to do readily. But I know that one case we had here in the past couple years, we found out that that there had been shootings in a certain location days prior to an actual shooting event, and we just knew that we had some of those that system in place, it would have notified us without the need for somebody to call us. So now I'll say this, even if we get this system in place, we still want people calling and giving us information, because the system can tell us that shots have been fired, but it can't give us descriptions and information, things like that. So
it's all coming together, and
yeah,
it's working. Some of the facets of it are working right now.
Right. And it's paying results. I had an officer call me the other day and said, hey, Chief, had a hit and run, and I was able to solve it like almost, in real quick time.
How do they solve hit and runs? I mean, I can see the
LPR technology picked up the vehicle that was a part
really?
Of that. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So that makes this a safer area for us.
Yeah. And I know, and I always go back to this because I just want to acknowledge, I know that there's a lot of concerns that people have about privacy, and that we're well aware of that. I know that the state law allows us to keep our LPR information up to 90 days. We keep ours for 30 days. So we feel that if there's a need to access that 30 days is sufficient. Until we see some results that would lead us otherwise, that's going to be our position. Same thing with the camera. The cameras are pretty, they're pretty visible. There again, we have a limited number of people that can access those. We don't just randomly search those. We go to those camera systems when we have a crime in the area where we think that those cameras may be beneficial or may provide evidence for us.
That is just fantastic news, because it makes this a better area to raise our families in. And we thank you and the Murfreesboro Police. The strange thing happened the other day. I guess people don't always choose the proper vehicle to make getaways from or to avoid the police department. We understand, and Larry Flowers is here, the public information officer. Larry, I don't think I would choose an old, or it wasn't old, I wouldn't choose a minivan, which was basically a truck, many of a panel truck type vehicle, to be hoping to get away from the police. But well, somebody did that.
Yeah, unfortunately, Bart, I can't talk about a county case. That okay. was Rutherford County that was involved in that incident. They did call us to assist. What we did is we blocked the intersection to protect our drivers that were on the road at that time. So we blocked intersections. Unfortunately, I can't go into any details about what happened with the county case. That was them involved in that pursuit, not MPD.
Okay. But I can tell a few things about it because I'm not with either
there
one
you
of
go.
Them.
There you go, Bart.
And the county sent us some information on it.
Okay.
And somebody put out some spikes across the road. I don't know whether it was city or county.
County. Okay. It was totally them. The only thing we did as PD was blocked some major intersections so that the drivers who were on the road at that time, you know, did not get harmed. As
three of the tires went out. four tires, and the guy kept going.
Right.
But it said that as the tires were spinning on the concrete, sparks were going everywhere. They finally did arrest him, though. But strange, and this went down. Was it Old Fort Parkway that you were involved, or was it Medical Center Parkway?
I don't have those streets in front of me that MPD blocked. We can definitely get those for you and share with you later.
I can check our WGNS files on that.
But all of those all of those patrol units that you see in video and things like that, those were Rutherford County Sheriff's Office cars pursuing that van, not us. So.
Just wanted to make sure. It was a bunch of them.
It was Rutherford County, not MPD. So
it was a parade, I tell you. But you never know what makes somebody think and do what they do. That, it's a shame we're not going to have that in the real-time crime center to get the mental thoughts.
No. And sometimes it's for people flee for some pretty serious reasons, and other times it's just minor stuff, and it just doesn't make sense. Definitely the consequences of those, there's serious charges can be placed for doing stuff like that. So I don't know this particular case or why this guy was fleeing.
But he certainly was.
Yeah.
And 29-year-old suspect Timothy Calthorpe of Spring Hill was involved in a domestic assault with a woman.
Okay,
so there you go.
Okay.
So there's, but he didn't get away.
No.
So our phone number, by the way, if you want to join us, 615-893-1450. And you can talk or text whichever you prefer if you have questions for the Murfreesboro Police Department guest this morning. Give us a shout, 615-893-1450. Here's a listener who said they went to see Dr. Hugh Berryman last night speak at Greenhouse Ministries, said that they enjoyed it very much, and it brought to mind the need for a forensic center. How is that going?
That gets brought up quite a bit, and I'll be honest with you, I have not been part of any firsthand conversations involving that. I think that's more of a county initiative, so hear the facts or to know what would be involved in that forensic center it seems like a good idea, but I mean, I think that you'd always have to look at the, are you duplicating services, the cost effectiveness, things like that. But it definitely sounds like a something that's worth looking at. And once again, I haven't been part of any firsthand conversations as far as the planning development of a center like that.
Our phone number is 615-893-1450. 615-893-1450. And if you have a question for us, give us a call, 615-893-1450. Here's a question. This one is asking about, they said that they're concerned about their child with drinking and using drugs. They don't know for sure, but is there someone who could help them maybe have a good, strong talk with their child, letting them know what dangers that they're aware of?
Yeah, so let's do this. On that particular case, we can always connect you with somebody inside the department that can help you with that. So once you do this, you can either call my office number, 615-849-2641, and leave a message for me, or you can email me at mbowen@mercerboro10.gov, and I'll be glad to put you in contact with somebody who can help you walk through that issue. Definitely we'd be glad to spend some time with you and help you out.
Our phone number again, 615-893-1450. See how easy things are?
Yeah.
Just give us a shout.
Yeah.
And you can text it. Easy way to do that. 615-893-1450. Spring is in the air, and here's a listener who's wanting to know, as spring comes along, we seem to have vegetation that's making it hard to see into the right-of-ways as you're turning onto roads. What do we need to do to get some bushes trimmed?
Okay, I'm going to mess this up, but I'm going to say...
pass it on to Larry.
No, I'm not going to pass it on to Larry. I think it's codes that we're reporting that to. But if that's the wrong number, I apologize to the codes department, but they'll point them in the right direction and that they can go out there and check the right-of-ways, things like that. And they're pretty... pretty diligent about making sure that those vision lanes aren't obstructing, so it's something definitely that can be addressed.
Okay.
Yeah, and typically if we see areas like that, we report them ourselves, but I know exactly what the caller's talking about, and I hope it's the Coast Department.
Okay.
But like I said, if they can't help you, they can point you in the right direction. So,
and here's another question, might be a similar person to call. This person says, with all of the winter and water and everything that we had, there's still a few potholes out here on major roads, and I seem to find them.
Yeah.
What can we do to get them fixed?
Yeah, so definitely when we see those, we try to report them to the street department, and then if there's areas of concern, I'm sure the street department would be glad to take a phone call and check those areas out. So. Street department under City of Murfreesboro, there should be a phone number there.
I understand also that the Take Back on Drugs Day is coming up soon, the TEA Take Back on Drugs, and I'm sure Murfreesboro Police is involved with that. In fact, don't you have a drop box that's there all the time?
Yeah, so we have a 24-hour drop box, and it's something where you can bring prescription meds and just leave them at our facility. There's nothing to fill out. There's no questionnaires. There's nothing to where you have to identify yourself. You just come in, drop it in the box, and then it's over. And then we have a regularly scheduled pickup where somebody will come and empty those on a regular basis. I can tell you it gets a lot of use, and it's a great way to get rid of all these prescriptions that you may have laying around versus just flushing them down the toilet, things like that.
I think people don't realize how dangerous old prescriptions can be.
Yeah.
You have youngsters around the house,
right?
5, 6 years old, who can easily reach up into medicine cabinets,
right,
and they get things that they shouldn't have.
Yeah, yeah. And especially some of the painkillers, things like that, you just don't want those to where it can be accessible to teenagers, people who may not have a problem but may be tempted to try out something based on something they heard. So get them out of your house. Like I said, flushing isn't the way to do it. It's kind of weird that they can detect that stuff in water in certain areas where they're where that stuff's getting flushed, and there are certain natural water sources where they're starting to detect that stuff, I guess, where it's been disposed through households. So something to think about long term. Yeah.
So that's something. And where is this? What do we need to do if you have some of those? And as mentioned, it's there every day, not just one special day.
Yeah. Just bag it up, walk in, drop it in.
Okay.
You're good to go.
Is this 24/7?
The big challenge would probably be nighttime hours. They'd have to buzz you into the lobby because we do shut the lobby at a certain time, but that'd be something that they would be able to do.
So if you work all night, and the only time you can make it's 2 in the morning when you're off work, there's somebody there to let you in.
Yeah, the door would be locked, but try and make it during normal hours. That's always the best bet. And up to about 10 o'clock is always the safest bet. So,
let's take a phone call. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Good morning. I just passed Thompson Lane, down Thompson Lane, and they're delivering sod out there on Thompson Lane just past the Sulphur Springs Highway, and they have gotten mud all over the place, at least 6 inches deep on Thompson Lane. Isn't that illegal?
It is, and it's something we can make a phone call here real quick and send somebody out there to address it.
That's
all right. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Pretty quick answer to your question there. Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Larry?
The street name again.
Thompson Lane.
Just from Sulphur.
I don't know where on Thompson Lane.
He said just down from Sulphur Springs.
Oh, down from Sulphur Springs.
Yeah. So there's a responsibility there if you're working sites, delivering things like that, that you not track mud and things, debris into the roadway. So that's something that can be addressed.
Our phone number, 615-893-1450. We're going to pause, check on the traffic and weather. We'll be back. And if you have any questions, 615-893-1450. We have a third Murfreesboro police officer joining us. Lieutenant Clayton Williams has walked into the room. So make him feel welcome. Think of a really hard question.
Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett. Hitting right at what matters most to all of us here in the heart of Tennessee. Weekday mornings at 10 on WGNS, AM, FM, and online.
The Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street across from the tall NHC building.
We've expanded our store. We've increased it about 600 square feet. We would just be very excited for everybody to come check us out.
Proceeds from sales benefit Greenhouse Ministries, a faith-based nonprofit serving the underserved here in Murfreesboro.
We were able to put merchandise into our store that we previously haven't had displayed. Maternity clothes, scrubs, activewear, pajamas.
The Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street in downtown Murfreesboro.
Hi, this is Peter Demas. Join our family at Demas's Restaurant. So many people buy so many different things. You know, I go out to eat and I like eating steak, where my wife will end up getting her salmon. Her salmon is cut fresh, so she loves her salmon. It's one of those places that you can go, you can get pastas or chicken. You know, the kids love it. Get what you want at Demas's Restaurant and not be limited just to one or two items. Join our family at Demas's Restaurant, 1115 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
Hey, this is Dan with Music World and Drummer's Den. Come in for, you know, guitars, keyboards, drums. We have lessons for anything with strings, mandolin, guitar, bass, you name it. We have lessons for anything with keys. Music World and Drummer's Den, and a professional drum teacher as well. So if you need to learn to play something, we have you covered. Come on in, buy an instrument, start learning today at Music World and Drummer's Den, 2762 South Church Street, right across from the golf course.
Good morning. Wrapping up an accident out in the Antioch area, 24 eastbound off-ramp at Old Hickory Boulevard. It's not really slowing down traffic, but it's still heavy trying to get in from Rutherford County, Murfreesboro, and that area through Antioch right now going westbound on 24. Again, as you head towards Nashville from Murfreesboro, still a little bit slow, 65 south up there in Millersville from a stalled car we had that had traffic really slow go around the 98-mile marker. It remains heavy on Vietnam Vets coming inbound through Hendersonville. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on their menu. Check it out today at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
If you're looking for an authentic relationship with financial experts who genuinely care about your unique needs, Capstar Bank is for you. Capstar Bank is dedicated to the people of this community. Capstar Bank wants to help you reach your financial goals because at Capstar Bank, you matter to us. Capstar Bank, 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, capstarbank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Chip Walters, and I'll have Middle Tennessee football and basketball games for you right here.
MTSU Sports on WGNS AM, FM, online.
Welcome back. Our number, 615-893-1450. 615-893-1450. If you have a question, give us a shout. 615-893-1450. And as we had mentioned, joining us right now, Lieutenant Clayton Williams, and he is he's fast making that phone call about the listener who called in about the sod that's that was spilled over there on Thompson Lane near Sulphur Springs. So thank you for letting us know. They're on to that one quickly. But you're on to a lot of things. If you know about it, you're on to them. A lot of people just don't let you know about things.
Yeah. Just let us know, traffic complaints, things like that. Just either call us directly or use our online reporting system, things, concerns like that. We'll definitely do what we can to help alleviate those issues and problems that people are seeing. There's just a growing city, a lot going on. And, in fact, Captain Williams is stepping in right now.
He has his hero outfit on now, because he's suddenly been elevated to the knight in shining armor for helping so quickly.
So I asked him to confirm where I told that individual that called earlier about the bushes blocking the line of sight and things like that.
Right.
I know at one time we did codes, and I asked him to verify that. So I need to correct myself on that. Call the street department, the City of Murfreesboro Street Department, directly, and that they will be able to assist in those type matters. But Murfreesboro Street Department.
Very good.
All right.
Clayton, good to have you with us.
Good to be here.
And thank you so much for helping our citizens who have a need this morning. And that's quick work by Murfreesboro Police. When you put that, that's better than real-time crime center, almost.
I don't know about that.
I was going to say, we appreciate the confidence that you have in us, Barker.
So if you have needs, call Murfreesboro Police. And we have a listener here who's wanting to know about people stealing furniture off of front porches. She doesn't have any pictures, no cameras or anything of that sort. What should she do? This is, she thinks it's somewhere in the middle of the night. Furniture's there when they go to bed at night. I guess just front porch chairs. At nighttime, they wake up the next morning, and they're gone. And this has happened, she said, two or three times.
At her particular home, and not right. Just surrounding homes as well.
I don't know about that.
Okay, doesn't say. So definitely call and report it to us. And then I think that just nowadays with the technology that's out there, I think everybody should at least make us try to pick up a Ring system or something to where that they can have that video at the front of their home, back of the home, wherever it may be. That you feel might be a problem, especially if you're dealing with a chronic issue like repeated thefts. I think that the investment would probably put you ahead of the game after losing so many sets of furniture. So that's something I definitely encourage, and that's definitely call us on that, because when we do we may not be able to do something immediately, but it helps with our crime reporting, our resource allocation, things like that. It identifies problem areas if we see a persistent or see a pattern in a particular area.
Now, I had not thought about the Ring systems or any of those similar ones, but they really are easy now to install. There's one that you can just screw into your light bulb.
It's pretty amazing. Now, I still don't know how to work any of them. My kids and my son-in-law has to do it for me. But, yeah, it's amazing how easy the technology has gotten. And just the variations out there from the standard little, I guess what you call a little box that you put up in front of the house, or some of the lighting systems that incorporate that Ring technology. It's all pretty impressive stuff.
Now, are you seeing a reduction in porch pirates and things of that sort? Because, I mean, they're really clean pictures of these porch pirates in action.
Right. I know those incidents occur. I don't know that we had a real chronic issue with things like that. I know thefts occurred, so I would have to check with our analysts and see if there's a reduction or anything.
I think, too, you know, a lot of the companies have done a great job of offering alternative solutions. You know, I know Amazon in particular, they have designated pickup points now. If you're not going to be home when that delivery arrives, they're secure. I know, for example, CVS, a couple other businesses, you can actually go there and pick it up on your way home from work. So that way you don't have to worry about that. Also, I think it's Walmart now, and well, even you can connect them to where if you want to drop your groceries off in the house, in the garage, all these. Yeah, there's a lot of flexibility with that now, where if they know they're not going to be home. I know a lot of the high dollar items that we used to get taken a lot, like cell phones, most companies now, they require signature on those deliveries. So it's been nice to see that a lot of the retailers have taken some extra steps to help ensure that, because it hurts them as well, and nobody wants to be, you know, out their item or that loss. So those things have helped us, and just kind of, I guess, the better mousetrap, if you will. But yeah, I don't know that we've seen a necessary increase, decrease on that particular number.
Yeah. Here's a listener commenting. You've mentioned about how easy this technology is to use. They said that they're really shocked at how clean and clear everything is, not only with the Ring systems, but some of the pictures that are released from surveillance equipment at stores in the area that have robberies and what have you, because you send them to us and we put them on our website. And I have noticed, too, those are clear. I mean, if you happen to know that person, there's no question. You can say, that's so-and-so.
Technology's come a long way, definitely, and the quality is just amazing that you see nowadays. And just going back to the original caller that was losing their furniture, out of that, we might be able to get a physical description. We may be able to get a vehicle description. You know, there's a number of things that we could be able to pick up off that footage that would help us. And a lot of times, what you'll see is a Ring camera. Maybe something didn't happen at your house or in your particular street, but you may have picked up something that's usable for a crime investigation, a street over, a few houses down, things like that. So it's definitely a lot of benefit. And I know there's a lot of, you know, I think we've talked in recent shows about the Neighborhood Watch and how that's kind of, I'm still a big advocate for Neighborhood Watch, but what you see now is a lot of neighborhoods doing their own little social media type neighborhood watches. And I know they're sharing footage, things like that. So it's definitely a positive thing in a lot of ways.
So it's strengthened the neighborhood watches.
Yeah, social media has. Like I said, the old traditional neighborhood watch has kind of gone by the wayside. And like I said, it's kind of morphed into the whole safe social media neighborhood groups, which is great because people are paying attention, they're communicating with each other. And all we ask is that a lot of times if things occur, don't go to the social media page first. Go to us, call us, let us know what's going on. And because sometimes we do find out things on social media and we're like, hey, just give us a heads up on some of those things because we may be able to help out. So
the thing about social media, it's unpredictable as to whether it's accurate or is it somebody's imagination.
Exactly. But when you have specific crimes that can be reported and you have specific evidence showing that something has occurred, that's something that at least we don't mind having an initial look at and knowing if it's something that we need to pursue or not. So
as you look at statistics, particularly here in Murfreesboro, are there any types of crimes that we see an increase on and that's concerning you?
Yeah, so the biggest challenge for us right now, and I think, and I And I hate always saying it's not just Mercer, but you tend to see crimes that are local trends, and you see crimes that are maybe just maybe in a specific geographic region. But I can tell you just right now, automobile crimes across the state seem to be a huge challenge, especially through the Middle Tennessee area. And what we're talking about there is burglary vehicles and vehicle thefts, things like that. So in fact, this year we're wanting to create a unit that just specializes in vehicle crimes, specifically the automobile thefts, the vehicle burglaries. So that's something that's definitely taken up a lot of our resources, and something that we want to be able to allocate some manpower to, hopefully make some arrests, because we find that individuals individuals committing these types of crimes, they're more mobile now, they come in from other areas, they're organized, and they've got a game plan when they hit an area. So it's definitely a challenge for us. I know that one of the biggest things, and I hear Nashville talk about it, and I hear other communities talk about it, a lot of people, when they target some of these vehicles, are looking for firearms. So it's just important that if you are a firearm carrier, that you don't leave them in your vehicles. A lot of times people are just specifically looking for those type items, and a lot of times they're looking for vehicles that are unlocked, or where people leave their key fobs in and they're just able to hop in, push the button, and go. So that's just a lot of challenges. A lot of convenience type items are actually contributing to the ability to steal a vehicle quicker. Clayton.
Yeah, it's with more and more going away from the traditional key and things like that, it the technology there, it's unfortunate that people take advantage of that. Something that makes it easier for everybody else, and we still see, and to Chief's point, another thing that we see still, a lot of people, not only guns in cars, but they'll leave, it seems like everybody's got an iPad or a laptop now, and if those things are easy targets, if they get seen in a vehicle and people know that they can take that item and either use it for themselves or sell it fairly quickly, and it's hard to track. So it like the old adage we used to talk about, don't leave your bag in the car, it's an easy target there, but a lot of times that's specifically what people are looking for. And if you remove those items, we're not seeing that many cases of where cars are gotten into and torn up and destroyed. Most of the time it's a quick look in the console, look under the seat for a firearm or an electronic device, and they're out. So a lot of people, we've even talked to some people that just say, I clean my car out, I don't carry anything extra in there, so that way when I go places, I'm not going to have to worry. But even if somebody does get into it, I'm not going to have that loss, and that's one thing people can control. And I know it's not always possible, but there's, with firearms, we've said on here many times, if people need to exercise their rights and within the state laws that they're provided, but be smart about it. There's no reason to leave that firearm in that car all the time. It's just not a good idea.
Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS with the Murfreesboro Police Department. How are you today?
You talking to me?
We are.
Okay, yeah. I'm fine. Y'all are doing good, I guess. My question is, do they seem to target any particular brand of cars and trucks, or just whatever happens to be handy?
We've seen it. At one time, there was an issue, and not to exploit, there were two car makers in particular that some folks had identified a weakness in the electronic system, in particular Hyundai and Kia. The manufacturer has offered to remedy that problem. We're not seeing that as much. And then we also saw a trend with some Chrysler products. Again, I think that's been remedied as well. We're not seeing that like we were. I will say this, we do see a trend with, and this isn't just in our agency, we've talked to some partners, pickup trucks, because a lot of times people assume they associate a pickup truck with a person that may have a handgun. That that predominantly, a lot of times there's people that drive trucks all over, but they see that once they've had success with finding a firearm in that kind of vehicle, they will look for that particular type of vehicle again.
Yeah. And whether or not there's a statistical basis to support that, but that's the perception from discussions we've had.
Does that answer your question?
It really does. I drive a pickup truck.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, keep it locked.
Well, and to your point, I will say we've just recently learned about this in some vehicles we've acquired. There's a lot of aftermarket manufacturers that are making things for pickup trucks, especially to secure items, almost like a lockable vault, if you will. You know, so if that's something, if people have the need to travel with valuables like that, then maybe that's something folks can look into and incorporate into their vehicle.
Yeah. Very good. Thank you for calling, by the way.
And there's some pretty amazing sturdy stuff out there. It's more than just some cheaply manufactured items. There's some good quality security options out there. So, yeah, definitely look into those.
Here's a email or text message from a listener, and they're asking about blue lights on cars. They said that this used to be a problem a few years ago, but now the manufacturers seem to be putting blue-looking headlights on cars as factory equipment. How can they do that?
Well, I pick on Chief Bowen about his pet peeves, but this used to be one of my...
tell it all.
His pet, he has a particular affection and passion for the quality of life of noise pollution in town. So, and I can appreciate that. Yeah. But I remember back when I was doing traffic enforcement, the lighting thing used to drive me nuts because I was like, somebody's taking the time and spending the money to go and put these things on their car. And it was just frustrating because whether it was blue, red, green, yellow, they were... You would always, back then, the windshield washers, they would have these little lights that go on there on the hood, and that would drive me bananas. And so you stop somebody and you explain to them, like, you can't have that. Well, the store sells it. And I said, yeah, the store sells it. But if you look on the package, most of the time, if you read it, it says for off-road use only. There's very few of those that actually say it's okay to do that. And there's a lot of items like that, even on the noise. I mean, there's a lot of... aftermarket exhaust things that are being sold out there, but they're not intended to be used on the road. You know, they're intended to be used on a racetrack or on a drag strip. So just because it's in the store, you need to check those things. But a lot of those blue lights you see, some of them people are putting into their vehicle aftermarket. However, some of the newer LEDs, they do have a little bit more of a blue hint to it. But if you're seeing like a blue color light, like what you see on a police car, those are not being put in from the factory, and those are something that we can address. The manufacturers have very, very strict guidelines that they go through with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration that they have to meet, and those are against the law. And I know that in the city and also the state and most other states, because it's a safety concern. You want people to be able to see, and you also don't want to cause problems with other oncoming drivers being able to see. So that's something that we can address, and if you see that and it's a problem, let us know.
Our phone number is 615-893-1450. We're going to pause, check on the weather, and we'll be right back. Now, Chief Bowen, you had mentioned noise pollution is one of your pet peeves. On this station the other day, I was hearing a review of one of those really expensive sports cars, the exotic ones from Europe. And this one was electric, and they said that they had manufactured into that a sound system that gives it that deep throat engine sound because it has no noise, and that's the way the people wanted them. So I guess if you're paying several hundred thousand dollars for a car, they'll fix it the way you want.
Your News Radio WGNS 100.5, 101.9, 1450. Online and on your phone at WGNSradio.com.
Hi, I'm Larry Castelli, and I love living at Adams Place. I do exercise. I go 3 times a week. I go to stretch and balance, always conscious of your needs. It's not that someone is telling you what to do, it's they're looking out for you. It's a good workout.
And what about the food?
Oh, give me a break. There's so much food here. I would highly recommend Adam's Place.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-367-6289. 800-367-6289. 800-367-6289.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hi, this is Jenny at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. Give your family and friends something else to feast their eyes upon when they sit at your dinner table. Ryan Flowers would love to create a beautiful centerpiece for your table.
Flowers from Ryan's Flowers Coffee and Gifts makes any occasion more special.
Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, 117 South Academy, just a couple blocks off the square. Plus, we offer delivery to all Rutherford County and as well as surrounding counties.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Catch the Rick and Bubba Show weekdays, noon till 2 on News Radio WGNS.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Okay, now this is a question coming up. We're going to have an answer. This is inquiring minds need to know this. And we have the head of this department with us today. Larry is with us, Larry Flowers, the public information officer for Murfreesboro Police Department. Now, what is the real story behind, because there's got to be, this is a criminal action, obviously, behind the Murfreesboro Police website being taken to jail. Were you cuffed yourself? And
unfortunately not. I try to stay out of cuffs, but Facebook, not the website. But one day at 8 o'clock, I posted a post about the AT&T outage. 8:30, went to make another post and the page was gone. So I reached out to Facebook Meta. They started investigating. And the response I got back is that basically that our page in question was generated on the back-end system expressly for the purpose of running Instagram ads. This feature was implemented to streamline the process for Instagram users to run advertisement without the need to log into Facebook. As a result, the inherent characteristics of this page access is restricted, thus rendering it inaccessible to you and other Facebook users, as it is designated as a hidden page. So if you can make sense of that, Bart, you're a good one.
How did you get, you got it back on, but how
long
did it take?
Well, no, I didn't get it back on. We had to literally create a new page. So we lost 49,000 followers, and I appealed. They sent me the same email back, said their previous, as we reiterated in our previous communication. So...
Somebody must have, if there was something like that on your page, right. Somebody stuck it on there.
No, this is nothing that anybody put on our page, nothing we posted. Basically, Facebook is saying that it was determined that our page was generated on the back-end system, on their back-end system that allows the purpose of running Instagram ads without logging into Facebook. That's something we wouldn't even have control over.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
That's what I just asked you. If you can make sense of it, Bart, you're a good one. But
we've been shut down for a little while now, and I think there's
close
some,
to a month.
There's some speculation as to what occurred or what didn't occur, but I think Larry, just when he got the response, felt it best just to put it up there so everybody knows. And like I said, it's just starting over. I know Larry put a lot of work into getting that page built up. So it's just we're going to have to start from square one.
Yeah, it was 12,000 followers 5 years ago. We grew that to 49,000 plus. Now we have 1,000 followers. We have to start all over.
Who did you make mad?
That's what I'm trying to figure out, so Bart.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
So the funniest story that I got back to me about what I had a call from another police department that said, hey, what happened to your Facebook page? Y'all, I saw you're in Facebook jail. And I said, yeah. I said, we're trying to figure out what's going on. We don't know. He said, well, we heard that your PIO quit and he sabotaged the page and took it with him and shut it down. And I said, no, he's still here. I said, he desperately wants it back, I promise you. So there was all kinds of rumors flying around. But
did they fly around on social media?
Yeah, apparently it made like some national headlines, mm-hmm. like some places saying, look, this police department got put in Facebook jail. They thought that was hilarious.
And around the same time, Bart, there were two police departments across the country. Their page was also deactivated.
Really?
One was able to get it back in a couple of days. The other one, it took several weeks, but unfortunately they denied access ours. So
it's definitely something that was frustrating, but it's definitely a good resource for us, so we'll get it up and running again and make sure that we move forward with it. And I think we've had some fun with it here lately, but a lot of other people have had fun with it too as well. But definitely feels good to have it up and running, because it is good for us, a great way for us to share information.
It's good to see you back on, even though we have no clue what you were talking about. Somebody listening probably does.
Yeah, if somebody knows what that means out there, if they can clarify that, that'd be great. And so the page, it's going to different. Do you want to tell the name of the new page?
It's still the same, the Murfreesboro TN Police Department's page. We're working on the username, the original username. They won't give us access to that, but I've appealed that as well. So we're trying to get the MBRO police DEPT username back, so we're working on that as we speak. So
now, are there anything we've got about 2 minutes left in the broadcast, and I know there are some things that you probably want to get on before we close up today, before we're taken away for some unknown reason and put in Facebook jail.
there you go.
So anything that we need, any events coming up people need to be aware of?
The big thing that we keep hearing is traffic concerns, so definitely use our online reporting system for that, and make sure that you can, if you can be as specific as possible in reporting incidents like that. Larry's pointing at something. So.
Yeah, on Tuesdays, you know, we're putting out our traffic safety education and enforcement plan. Each week we're trying to feature a different thing. Like yesterday, we wanted the public to know that a rolling stop is not a stop, so be sure to stop at stop signs, because failing to stop at stop signs can be a dangerous mistake. You know, we want those people to keep in mind that stop signs are not just a suggestion, that they're crucial. It's a safety measure to prevent collisions and protect those pedestrians who may be crossing the street. So stop at all stop signs and come to a complete stop before proceeding.
Yeah. No rolling stops.
No rolling stops.
Or do they call those California stops or something like that?
I've heard it referred to that.
Yeah. I think we're showing our age on that one.
That's right.
The California roll. Yeah.
Oh, boy. So don't do it anyway.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. But I understand that there's a lot of traffic concerns that people may have, so please relay those to us, and we'll do the best we can to help alleviate those issues. And then another question I get a lot of times is about gun. So firearms ownerships, I just encourage everybody, hey, if you're going to participate and be a carrier of a firearm, do definitely seek out training and try to verse yourself on the laws and all the other relevant information before you start carrying. So